School is back in session, and for many kids, summer camp is now a distant, pleasant memory. For some kids, though, camp is a little more than that. Delina Miller with Health News Florida takes you to a camp where teens and young adults who are battling cancer have found a place to bond.
It's a balmy Saturday morning at the Rotary Campground in Brandon. Dark clouds are threatening to unleash the fury of a Florida summer rainstorm, so the canoes and kayaks have been packed up for the day. Now, the teens are just hanging out. Some are getting their nails and hair done. Others are doing arts and crafts. But this isn't your typical summer camp. It revolves around this motto.
Cancer is serious, but camp is serious fun.
That's Peggy Sherry. She heads up Faces of Courage, the organization that runs this free program. It welcomes teens and young adults ages 13 to 22 from all over Florida who are being treated for cancer or other life-threatening illnesses.
Okay.
It's a chance for them to feel normal between the chemotherapy and radiation treatments. Matthew Lambert is hanging out near the tie-dye station to help kids twist t-shirts and dip them into colored vats of water. The 30-year-old counselor was diagnosed with leukemia when he was 6. He knows exactly how liberating a weekend away from the hospital can be.
You know, a lot of the kids are in there not 1 or 2 days or 1 or 2 months. A lot of the kids are admitted, you know, I mean, they live there. So a weekend away is a big deal, you know, or to be able to do regular arts and crafts or just hang out.
Here, the nurse is passing out oral chemotherapy pills and other medications, wear flamingo hats and brightly colored Hawaiian shirts. And if someone scrapes their knees playing basketball, well, they're there for that too. Parents, Peggy Sherry says, get to take the weekend off.
You're not calling the oncologist. You're not calling the nurse practitioner. You're not calling the radiologist. You're not calling your GP. You're calling me to go, I want to drop my kids off for a weekend. Here, have them.
Activities are set up inside and around the Rotary Camp of Florida's facility. 22-year-old Matthew Rivera is floating between the tie-dye station and a table where campers are hammering nails into shapes on wood. It's his second year at camp. Rivera has been fighting a brain tumor since he was 16. He says camp lets him bunk up with other young adults who've struggled to stay in school or have a normal job.
You get to endure something with other people that are enduring not the same thing as you, but, like, you know, having similar battles.
Sherry, the camp's organizer and a 2-time cancer survivor, started Faces of Courage in 2004. She runs the nonprofit with volunteers. It's tiring, but doing hair with campers, so, like Jessica Chomey, keep her going.
You think he's going to make magic with your hair?
Yeah.
What do you want it to look like?
Just a bit more short and textured.
The 16-year-old doesn't have cancer, but her older sister Erica does.
It's a really good camp for, like, therapy for both the sibling and the kid who's going through cancer. Like, you don't feel so separated because everyone else is going through the same thing and you can kind of just fit in.
Faces of Courage doesn't just organize the camp for teens and young adults. There are 4 others. One is for women of color. The next 2 events in September are for any woman who has battled cancer. And in December, there's a children's retreat for ages 2 to 12. Sherry says the camp doesn't cure their cancer, but it does help.
There is something about sitting up at night in a cabin with your peers and someone showing them their port, or someone else is showing another scar, or talking about the medications they're taking or the problems they're having.
Sherry says someday she hopes Faces of Courage can buy its own facility. That way, they can run camps all the time. For Health News Florida, I'm Delina Miller.
Health News Florida presents Price Check, a guide to actual health care costs. You can check our growing database and contribute your own price experiences at WUSF.org/price check.